This man is going to speak here this evening. Most every one of you know him, and if you don't know him, please get to know him. He's fantastic. He's just finished his writing of a book, and he's not only brilliant, he's experienced in life and its business world, and he is just, he's a love. That's all you can say about our George Thorne.
I think after that I should go sit down. Listening to all the beautiful music tonight reminds me of there's another song in here that has a lot of meaning for me that I'd like to quote a little bit from because it focuses on the topic of my talk. And it goes something like, when you walk through the storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver sound of the lark. Walk on with hope in your heart. Walk on with the wind, through the wind and the rain, and know that you'll never, ever walk alone. And the reason I almost said those words right is that it focuses on something I want to talk to you about tonight that I've been an expert on most of my life. And the thing I want to talk to you tonight about is fear. Because fear is something that, for the majority of my life, is played a very major role, had a very major impact on me, and paralyzed me to the point of keeping me back from reaching my potential. But I've had two things happen to me within the last year to 18 months which are dramatically changing my feelings and my attitudes about fear, to the extent that I've come to believe that fear may be one of the greatest gifts that God has given us. And secondly, that if we do learn to walk through our fears, that we really will know that we'll never walk alone. And what's happened about this is two things in particular. It has to do with something that I have written over the past year, which I'm really alluded to, and something that somebody else wrote that's really causing me to look at all of this very differently. And I think fear is something which I think each of us is very familiar with. As Millie said, I was lucky enough to write a book. I wrote a chapter of a book with some pretty amazing people, Dr. Stephen Covey and John Gray, who wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and boy, is that the truth. and I'm not saying which is which. But I did it, and the way it came about is a wonderful story, and I almost thought it was an accident, but as we know, there are no accidents. And I impulsively agreed to it and said, okay, I'm going to do it, and signed up, and here we go, and we're going to write the book. And all of a sudden, I'm faced with contracts and editors and deadlines, and I go, oh, my heavens, what am I going to do now? I was not only scared, I was petrified. I was terrified because I thought, what happens if I say the wrong thing? What happens if I write the wrong words? What happens if somebody finds out who I really am in this business process that I've been working on for about 15 years, somebody sees through? What if they really see who I am? So, having a degree in journalism, what else do I do? I rewrote it 16 times. And literally. And had four wonderful ladies help me edit it. And Dave took my picture on the cover and also proofread it, so there's a lot of people here. But it's something now, and here's my book. And it's something I'm very proud of, and I did it, and it was hard for me, and I was scared, and I finished it, and I met my deadline. But what's important to me, and I've really focused on it, not only because of the talk, but I really thought a great deal about it. What's so fascinating to me is, before I wrote the book, I was filled with fear. I was afraid that people would find out who I was, what I was all about, what I was capable of, what I wasn't capable of. and they would see through me. And I had all this anxiety. And as soon as the book came out, it all went away. And I'm going, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. If any time I should be afraid now because people can actually see it and read it and know who they're talking to, you know? But it really made me stop and think, what is going on here? What is this all about? So not long after the book came out, my friend Davis, he has want to do, sent me this thing. And he always sends me those little emails, and they have a tendency to be kind of life-changing thoughts. And he sent me this thing, and it was very few words, and it's a formula. And it's by this man named T. Harvey Eckert. Never heard of him in my life. I've gotten to know who he is. And he has a formula. And his formula is CZ equals MW. What is CZ equal? Your comfort zone equals your material wealth. Comfort zone, by expanding your comfort zone, you expand the size of your income and wealth zone. Well, it's not my main focus, and I know it's not the focus of anyone here. The primary focus is to make money. So I decided to change it and to CZ equals your SZ and HZ. Your comfort zone equals your success and happiness zone. And success is, I heard it very interesting put the other day, a very neat way. So we all come in as acorns, and the DNA in our acorns is we're meant to be giant, giant oak trees. So the question is, are we becoming giant oak trees, or are we still staying acorns? I've been an acorn most of my life. Pretty big acorn, but I've been an acorn. Maya Angelou, America's poet, defined success this way. Success is liking yourself, like what you do, and how you do it. And I like that. So he goes on, the gentleman who came up with the formula, Mr. Eckert, says, the CZSE formula is comfort your priority. If so, you are in trouble. Expand. Know the more comfort and security becomes your priority, more contracted you become with fear. I think this just resonated with me. Comfort kills. If your goal in life is to be comfortable, I guarantee two things will happen. You will never be successful, and you'll never be happy. Happy doesn't come from living a lukewarm life, always wondering what could have been. Happiness comes as a result of being in a natural state of growth and living up to our full potential. And these, to me, are magic words, because I think that's why we're all here on Earth, and I believe this with all my heart. I believe we're here to reach our potential. Some of us, it seems to come a little bit later than most, but we take it when we can. And I think that we're supposed to step out of our fear and do what we're supposed to do and step up and reach our potential. When right after the book came back, and as usual, Millie was very supportive, and I remember talking to her about, and she said, George, are you and Ray getting in, because Ray's helping me, are you and Ray getting out and talking to businesses? And I said, yes, we are. And she said, good. God can help you if you get out there and do something. But he can help you if you stay in your room and don't do anything. See, I do listen. I thought that was absolutely wonderful advice, and because that's absolutely the truth. And I also came across another quote that says, it has long since come to my attention, people accomplishment rarely sit back and let things happen to them. They went out and happened two things. You know who said that? Leonardo da Vinci, 500 years ago. But again, I've heard all these sayings and all these mottos for a year, and they never really impacted me. They never really motivated me. And the reason is, the lack of motivation, it probably has something to do with fear. So as I say, I'm an expert on it, so I'm going to give you what I think fear is. I think fear is a negative emotion we experience when we don't believe in or love ourselves, don't have any power, and don't know that God is with us or in us. Above all, that fear is not, I don't believe, has so much to do with the object that we're afraid of as to do with our self-perception of ourselves and how we're reacting to that object or that person or that someone. I've told my story many times here. A lot of you have heard it. And one of the reasons I tell it is that every time I do it, it gets easier. But I went through some pretty rough stuff when I was a kid. And it hurt so bad and the pain was so deep that I buried it very deep inside. And growing up, starting at about 15, I found alcohol and drugs and every other addiction that I could think of. And I did that for the majority of my life. And I quit it when I was 40 years old. And cigarettes, alcohol, everything. And when I did, about 6 months later, all the stuff that happened to me as a kid came up. And it wasn't only the shock of finding that out, it was the absolute fear and terror that I was in when that happened. And I was so confused and so alone and so frightened, I couldn't think, I couldn't act, I couldn't do anything. And I realized that all of my life, while I had been financially successful, that deep inside, I was really very full of fear, very afraid, and I felt very powerless and had no self-confidence. And that's why I believe that so much of our fear comes from something happens to us, or something happens, some person, some event comes into your life when you're young, and this fear imprint gets imprinted on our brains at that age. And then from there on out, we carry it through with our lives, and we see the world, and we project it out in the same way. And again, more than anything, I don't think the fear is so much about the object, but it's how we perceive ourselves. And I want to tell you a powerful story about someone who is become my hero because he has stepped so far out of his comfort zone that it's unimaginable what this man has done. This might have particular resonance for one person in this room. The gentleman's name is Steve Wampler. And Steve Wampler is a 42-year-old man who lives in Coronado. And he just climbed El Capitan at Yosemite. Okay? Well, a lot of people climb mountains. Steve Wampler has cerebral palsy. Steve Wampler did 20,000 pull-ups, 6 inches at a time, and climbed a mountain taller than the Empire State Building. 20,000 pull-ups. 20,000 pull-ups over 6 days. And when he was doing nothing else, his stated purpose was to raise $2 million for his foundation so that other kids who have cerebral palsy know what they can do with their lives. Now, the importance of that story is they asked him beforehand, why was he doing this? And he said, I don't know what the big deal is. He said, I've never thought of myself as having any disability. What's the big deal? I know I could do it. Well, believe it or not, he was obviously ecstatic when he did do it. He said it was something of epic proportions, and he was right. I mean, he's been on every major network and everything else. But the lesson is he did it not because of his physical disability. He accomplished it because he didn't have a mental disability. He did 20,000 pull-ups 6 inches at a time. So the moral is that we're living in our comfort zones. We don't come out and we're not living up to our potential. And for so many of us, we know that we're living in the deepest part of ourselves that this is true. And as Mark Twain said, 20 years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than the ones you did. So throw off the bow line, sail away from the safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sails, explore, dream, discover. While we're on the subject of sailing, remember the wisdom. Ships in harbor are safe, but that's not what ships are built for. I know what fear is, and I know what depression is, and the question is, what can you do about it? And the bigger question is, why am I talking about it in the church? Well, I'm going to tell you why, because the answer to fear, a lot of it for me, came from this church. Because losing fear is about letting go of the pain. And I also believe that the opposite of fear is love, and that's what this church is all about. And I finally figured out what this church is. And I don't think you've ever heard it described this way. This church is a blast furnace of love. When you walk in the door, you get hit with a blast furnace of love, and it's overwhelming. And I first came to Millie's classes 4 years ago. Dave brought me. Not a surprise. And this year it'll be my fourth year. I'm going into the fourth grade. And the love that I felt and what the transformation that I've gone through since I've been here and the people in this church is unbelievable. And if you want to know a real God story, and these are the most important words I'm going to say tonight, and it's true, I would not have been able to write this book had it not been for this church and the people in it. And I mean that with all my heart. I have felt I got to know God at a level that I knew before I came to this church, or a few years prior, I knew that God didn't exist. And I lived most of my life believing that. All of my spirits came from the bottle. And I just flat out knew. And things happened within the first few weeks of my coming to class that convinced me beyond all I knew that I knew that I knew, or I certainly thought I did. And it just has grown deeper. I knew that I knew that I knew that God existed, and that, as Millie says, God is love. And so many people here, I can't even begin to thank you all, who have played such a part in my life. And it's literally too numerous to mention. And of course, the common denominator of them all is this wonderful lady over here, whom we all love, because she loves us. And she's taught us that God is love. And as I've said so many times when I speak up here, that one of the reasons I believed her is she doesn't have all the pomp and circumstance, and it's just this lady, you know, talking and telling, speaking and living and being a living example to us all. And I've actually thought a little bit about, we all talk about Millie and she's all love and stuff, and that's all true, but I think she also gives us a greater legacy. And I think for each one of us. And I think what it is, her legacy is that she teaches us how to think. Because she teaches us how to see the world as it really is, rather than how we think it is. Or how I certainly thought it was before I came in here. She teaches us how to see what really is. And there's a great quote by Helen Keller. It says, "The only thing worse than being blind is having sight and not being able to see." And I think that speaks volumes for Millie and what she gives us. And so to the extent that I believe now more than ever that God wants us to be successful, that his intention, we're supposed to grow from tiny acorns into giant oak trees. We're to step out of our comfort zones and be everything that we can be. And that if we have faith and we believe in God, we let go out of our pain, then we can go out into the world and do everything that we're meant to do. I am actually beginning to believe what most of you, what may be our destinies, that the things that we're most afraid of is maybe the things that we need to look at the most and are the things that actually we need to walk into. God loves you. You are part of God. There's nothing to be afraid of as long as you can feel God's love. And if we really are spiritual beings, if we are, then we need to prove it to ourselves. To have faith in God is to have faith in yourself, is to live your life to the fullest. And that's why we're here. That's why I've come to believe. That's why we are in this vibration. That is what God intended us to do. If one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, Thoreau tells us, he will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. In summary, when I know now that if I have great fear, I'm not believing in myself. If I have great fear, I also need to look at it in a new way. It's about something or someone that's very important, and I need to look at it. Otherwise, if it didn't have meaning, I wouldn't have that feeling around it. Not only that, what I want to do for the rest of my life, I've made a promise to myself that what I am most afraid of, that I'm going to try to walk into, because I'm now finding that waiting on the other side is something really good, like my book. From here on out, I would like to share something with you about how I want to live the rest of my life. And maybe now when you hear these words, it will be a reminder and challenge to you too. When I walk through the storm, I am going to hold my head up high, and I'm not going to be afraid of the dark. I am going to hold up my head up high, because at the end of the storm, I know there is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of the lark. I am going to walk on through the wind. I am going to walk on through the rain, And even though my dreams may be tossed and blown, I am going to walk on with hope in my heart. Because if I know one thing, if I have learned one thing, I know that I will never walk alone. I will never walk alone. Thank you very much.